This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muslims aren't really afraid of anything but God, right? Something to that effect, right? And it's true, right? Yeah. Muslims are not part of that category where it's like we're scared. We're not scared of anything but God. We shouldn't be.
There are two fears. There's fear of creation and fear of Allah, right? The fear of Allah puts light in the heart and lifts your anxieties. The fear of creation is from Iblis. Yeah. And a mu'min, he will fear the creation temporarily until he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, and then his fear of Allah increases and washes away. This is why if you're out there and you're in one of those situations where you feel you're grasped by fear, then you have the dhikr of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. This is what came to the Sahaba when they were surrounded by a number of soldiers they had never seen before. 10,000 soldiers surrounded the city of Medina and were marching on them, and they had to dig a ditch around the whole city in like 2-3 days, right? Okay, in a very short period of time. And the dhikr came down to them, and the munafiqs kept putting fear in their heart. They said, قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. That means the whole Arabian Peninsula is coming to get you. Have some fear, right? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When this test happened, their iman increased. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they said, Allah is enough for us, and what an excellent one to rely upon. Don't forget, who are you relying upon? You're relying upon the creator of everything, right? When you say حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, who was the first person to say حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ? Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. When the king at his time was going to plunge it or slingshot him, or not slingshot, what's the...
Throw him into the
catapult. Yeah, the catapult him into the fire, right? Ibrahim gave us the sunnah, and he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakil, right? Allah is enough for me. When he was in the air, catapulting in, Angel Jibreel appeared to him. And he said, Alaka haja, do you have any needs? And Allah has sent me to ask you of any needs, right? Do you have any needs? I'm about to be catapulted into a fire, right? But look what he said. Look at how strong his iman was. He said, from you? No. If it's from you, creation, your created being? No. Why? Because I have committed my affair to Allah. And this, when you say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. If you say, Allah has taken over my affairs, okay? Well, what if Allah will test you by putting creation in your path to see, are you going to seek their help or not? Don't seek their help. Seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and tomorrow, after people listen to this, it's something, right? And I'm gonna try to implement it myself, right? Is have this dhikr in mind, right? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, right? That it's, we could talk all day about, you know, mobilizing, getting, you know, things done. But at the end of the day, the reason people are saying this is really a symptom of fear. Mm-hmm. Right, it's like, okay, this is why we need to do things. People are now awake, right? Okay, what happened? How did this happen? We now need to fix this. But before we do all that, we really need to fix our fear and where it's coming from. We should fear Allah, right?
Yeah, no one's saying just sit at home and do nothing.
Like, absolutely,
people take it for like we're saying sit at home and do nothing. No. We're saying is like have a base, something that can't be like destroyed. Broken. And that thing is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah.
We also know that Allah doesn't accept an action if you believe the action is what's going to bring about the change.
Subhanallah.
We do an action because Allah told us to act, but we don't believe our actions have power or any influence. The influence is going to come from Allah Azza wa Jalla.
The cause and the effect are separate.
The cause and effect are separate. And for some reason, the ulama, I've always heard the ulama saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel 450 times.
450 times Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel.
I've never seen why. Sometimes they say Mujarrab in Tasawwuf. They say something called Mujarrab, which means it was tested. That someone did it and it seemed to get the results. It's almost like medicine. Like, why would you take 2 capsules of Tylenol and 3 of Motrin or something, right? That's just how it is, right? They tested it and they found that it works. Allahu a'lam, but it's not a sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but at the same time, it's not going to be prohibited. But the ulama have said 450 times to say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel in a row. Each day you'll get protection.